So I should start by saying that RAID 0 is technically speaking not a RAID, but it is customarily viewed as RAID because and you'll see that in a second. So basically, let's say you have three disk drives, and instead of writing everything on the first disk drive, what you do is you split the data up. So you basically have a file, let's say. So the first chunk of that file will be put on disk one, and then the next chunk will be put on disk two, and the third chunk will be put on disk three, and then you rotate around that again and again and again until the whole file is actually included on this particular array. That's a RAID 0. Think of it as striping. So essentially, you broke the data down, you broke the file data down into pieces, and just put in, first, second, third, that way. And what you did is you striped it. That's RAID 0. And the biggest advantage of that, instead of reading it from one disk drive, you now read in parallel from all the three disk drives, and then you combine the data on the other end. So essentially, you end up getting the performance of three disk drives, and therefore the access of that file is vastly improved. So this is classic striping. Now, so the performance factor in RAID 0 obviously improves because you just got three disk drives, pumping data back at you. But there is no impact on availability. If one of those three disk drives dies, well, then that data is gone, and in fact, your whole file thing is ruined because you don't have, you don't have any coherent, consistent data. You've got a chunk missing. So that's RAID 0.